Hachette Audio presents Finding Yvonne, written by Brandy Colbert, read by Maya Burton. For the girls who are still searching. Part 1. 1. There are three things I know about my father. He smokes pot daily. He doesn't like to speak unless he really has something to say. And he is one of the most respected chefs in Los Angeles. I also know that the best time to see him is at Sunday breakfast. We aren't around each other much. Dad gets home from work so late during the week that he's rarely up in time to make a proper breakfast. He usually grabs something light when he gets up, around noon, and then he eats family meal with the staff before the restaurant opens for dinner. But Sundays are special. He reserves Sunday mornings for an actual meal that he plans in advance, and there's always plenty to eat. Sometimes I want to skip it on principle alone. I shouldn't have to set aside one day a week to see my own dad for more than a few minutes. But I love Sunday breakfast, and he's usually in a good mood because he gets the day to himself. So I find myself at the table every week. He's standing at the counter when I stumble into the kitchen this morning, coating pieces of chicken in a mixture of flour and seasonings. Morning, he says over his shoulder. Coffee's on. Thanks. I pour a mug and stand next to the fridge watching him. Is Warren coming over? Should be here any minute. Which means I'll need to down this cup of coffee if I want to brush my teeth again before he gets here. I slurp steadily at the mug, but the doorbell rings before I can finish. Well, it's not like anything's going to happen with my father here. Warren Engel is standing on the porch in jeans and a plaid button-down with the sleeves rolled up. He smiles and wordlessly reaches for my hand. I pull him inside and we stand looking at each other for a moment, his big, tea-colored eyes roaming softly over me before we hug. Missed you last night, he says in a low voice, though Dad couldn't hear us over all the banging around he's doing in the kitchen anyway. Sorry I didn't make it over. The party went late and then I just wanted to sleep in my own bed. It's cool. I was at the restaurant until late. Warren was promoted to sous chef at my father's restaurant a couple of months ago. A big honor in itself, but especially since he's just barely 21. What's Sinclair making today? Come see for yourself, I say, leading him back through the hallway. His hands trail lightly over my hips as we walk, sending warm shivers up the small of my back. But it ends as quickly as it starts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?